bright future. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. In today's episode of Bright Future, the fourth of the series on the fourth day of the 41st anniversary of the 10-day dawn, marking the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, under the astute leadership of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, we dwell on some more interesting aspects of the grassroots movement of the Iranian nation. Stay tuned, please. The Islamic Revolution that delivered Iran from the despotism of the British-installed and US-backed Pahlavi regime and ended the American hegemony is in fact continuation of the movement of prophets of God for the guidance of humanity. It is a revolution based on divine values to awaken mankind and instill spiritual, religious, and moral values in the society. It is to be noted that during the past century and a half, the West had distanced itself from religious and ethical values to the extent that the agnostic thinkers like the German Friedrich Nietzsche used such blasphemous words as death of God. Most sociologists thought that by the end of the 20th century, religion would end as well. The Islamic Revolution, however, whose sparks flared brightly throughout 1978, proved these theories wrong and projected itself on the world scene as the signal for rediscovery of religious principles, spiritual values, and ethical norms. The West was astounded and viewed the events in Iran as a revolution in the domain of thought and reasoning for returning to God. According to Bobby Said, author of the book Fundamental Fear, the revival of the Islam indicates the rebirth of mankind as believers in God, a concept that agnostic Western thinkers had tried to obliterate with such words, human being may live better without religion. Thus, Iran and the Iranians set the trend for the resurgence of Islam in the political, social, cultural, industrial, scientific, and all other fields. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, believed that the awakening of the Iranian nation has been divinely inspired, since it is impossible for human beings to bring about such astounding developments. He also said that this revolution is a divine concept, and unseen powers have been guiding the developments. It was God's will that emerged from the heart of the Iranian nation. In the view of Imam Khomeini, rising up for the sake of God leads to prosperity in its real sense in life and salvation in the hereafter. He used to exhort Muslims throughout the world with such inspirations, words as, "Rise up, holding the Holy Quran. Live up to God Almighty's order to regain your dignity and the glory of dear Islam." Here is Ayah 46 of Surah Sabah, which says, "Say, O Prophet to mankind, I give you just a single advice, that you rise up for Allah's sake, in twos or individually, and then reflect." Imam Khomeini adds, all of you rise up for the sake of God and then experience the changes in you and the society. This view of Imam Khomeini has continued to prevail wherever the message of the Islamic Revolution has spread over the past 40 years. That's the reason the enemies of the Iranian people have failed to weaken the devotion of the nation to revolutionary values, let alone their faith in Islam, which is growing stronger every passing day, despite the gravity of the crimes against humanity. Today, as we celebrate the 41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, we can say with confidence that bright future awaits Iran in the next 40-year phase of the Islamic Revolution. Thanks to God Almighty, the Islamic Republic of Iran, which serves as a role model for people and nations in the neighborhood and beyond, has proven its capacity, motive, and resolve for proceeding towards the pinnacles of progress. This means the promise of a bright future is not just for Muslims, but for all nations that safeguard their independence, faith, and dignity. Dear listeners, that was all for today. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode of Bright Future. Goodbye.